This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 11 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning from FM 106, now with part 1 of the Morning Farm Show. We join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.50, down 29. December corn, $4.59, down 7.25. March corn, $4.71.5, down 7. September soybeans were $14.88¾, up 46¾. November soybeans, $13.80, down 16. January soybeans, $13.80, down 13.5. September wheat was $6.27¾, down 14. December wheat, $6.41¼, down 11.5. March wheat, $6.52¼, down 12. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Friday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Friday afternoon. Technical selling at the Board of Trade helped weaken soybean futures. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 10 cents lower at $4.59 to $4.85. Soybean bids were 20 to 30 cents lower at $13.62 to $14.24. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 20 to 30 cents at $4.56 to $4.83. Soybeans were 35 to 45 cents lower at $14.26 to $14.61. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 8 to 16 cents lower at $4.49 to $4.74. Soybean bids were 14 to 28 cents lower at $13.90 to $14.47. Wheat bids were 9 to 11 cents lower at $5.91 to $6.12. Now on to the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids. They were down 25 cents at $14.71 to $14.81. The basis was 10 cents lower at $90 to $100 over the November. And high-pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $5.29.60 to $5.54.60 per ton, which was down $4.60 to $9.60 a ton. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were mixed at $4.99 to $5.19, with the basis steady to 15 cents higher at $40 to $60 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 32 to 33 cents lower at $4.47 to $4.59. The basis 25 to 26 cents lower at minus 12 to option of December. Soybeans ended 32 to 41 cents lower at $13.94 to $14.21, with the basis 18 to 27 cents lower at $13 to $40 over the November. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 7 cents lower at $4.66 to $4.84. These elevators dropped their soybean prices 22 to 28 cents with quotations of $14.11 to $14.18. Milo ended the day 5 cents lower at $4.85 to $4.86. Now on to the contract bids to producers for new crop delivery, January delivery. Starting in the northern and western part of the state, corn was $4.34 to $4.55. Soybeans were $13.49 to $13.69. In the central part of the state, corn was $4.43 to $4.58. And soybeans were $13.76 to $14.02. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.51 up to $4.68, and soybeans were $13.65 to $13.99. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $125.25, up 42 cents. December live cattle, $129.15, up 52 cents. February live cattle, 131.17, up 45 cents. September feeder cattle were 157.30, up 27 cents. October feeder cattle, 159.27, up 67 cents. November feeder cattle, 160.22, up 67 cents. October lean hogs were 90.70, up 50 cents. December lean hogs, 87.25, down 2 cents. February lean hogs, 88.80, up 55 cents. And now here's your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Friday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 14 cents lower, in a range of 80 to 93.01, with a weighted average carcass price of 90.96. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading a dollar higher, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 64 to 69, 4 to 5 weighed at 66 to 73, and 500 to 550 at 69 to 74, and over 550 at 72 to 75. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were steady, with moderate to good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 64 to 68. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 10,325. Compared to last week, sows were mostly 5 to 6 higher, with moderate to good demand for light to moderate offerings. Barrels and gilts ended the week 3 to 4 higher, with moderate to good demand for moderate offerings. Walnut livestock auction for Thursday, September 12th, had receipts of 454. Compared to last week, slaughter steers, heifers, and Holstein steers sold a dollar lower. Slaughter steers choice, 120.50 to 125 and a quarter. Steers choice, 119.25. Select steers and choice, 117.50 to 119.50. And steers select, 107.50 to 111.75. Holstein steers choice, 109 to 112.50. Holstein steers select and choice, 105.50 to 107.50. Heifers choice, 119.50 to 124. Slaughter cows, premium average dressing at 97 to 103 and high dressing at 113. Breakers, 85 to 91 for average dressing and low dressing at 84. Boners, average dressing at 80 to 88. High dressing at 91 to 92.50 and low dressing at 72 to 78. Leans, average dressing at 61 to 69. High dressing at 75 to 76 and low dressing at 41 to 55. Slaughter bulls, average dressing at 84 and a quarter to 95. Some high dressing at 96 and low dressing at 73 to 74. The Carthage livestock auction for Thursday, September 12th, that special feeder cattle sale, receipts were $1,225. Feeder steers, medium and large, 5 weight at 163 to 171, 6 weight at 155 to 168, and 7 weight at 153 and a quarter to 165. Feeder steers, medium and large, 6 weight at 152, 7 weight at 149. Feeder steers, large, 7 weight at 163. 8 weight at 151.50 to 160, 9 weight at 135.50 to 144, feeder steers large 1s and 2s, 8 weight at 139.50 to 143, feeder heifers medium and large, 4 weight at 150 to 155, 5 weight at 155 to 166, 6 weight at 144 to 153, 7 weight at 141.50 to 153.75 and 8 weight at 138. Feeder heifers medium and large, 6 weight 122.50 and feeder heifers large, 9 weight at 126. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 122 to 123 and on a dress basis at 192 to 195. Heifers on a live basis traded at 121.50 to 123 and on a dress basis at 192.95. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 303 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 98.16, which was $1.34 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading lower. Choice carcasses were $192.69, which was $1.16 lower, and select carcasses at $176.68, which was 56 cents lower. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle loss slaughter was estimated at 105,000 to 125,000 for last week and 127,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000 compared to 426,000 last week and 428,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys, the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.74. September corn delivered to Scottville, $4.74. September beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.14. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.92. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.74, corn at Scottville is $4.74, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $14.14, and wheat at Scottville is $5.92. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 6:22 on this Monday morning. Color radar showing no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today. High temperatures in the low 70s with northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, becoming cloudy, highs in the mid 70s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy and warmer. A day-to-day chance of showers, low temperatures in the upper 60s, high temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is rising, cloudy skies, 59 degrees on this Monday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. And it's time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
The environmental activist organizations who have asked to intervene in the American Farm Bureau Federation's recent privacy lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency are trying to turn the case into a referendum on whether livestock and poultry farms are adequately regulated under the Clean Water Act. That's according to Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman. Farm Bureau's suit seeks to protect the personal information of farmers and ranchers from disclosure by EPA under the Freedom of Information Act. Farm Bureau didn't oppose the request of the organizations to intervene in the case, but has filed a response objecting to false accusations about poultry and livestock farmers. Stallman says the brief is filled with exaggeration and fabrication about how livestock and poultry farmers operate their farms and how they are regulated. He says those statements have nothing to do with this case and are purely an effort to vilify family farmers in the court and in the press. This week is Farm Safety Week. As farmers gear up for harvest, people are taking this week to remind everyone to take care of themselves this harvest season. Todd Gleason has more on one of the nation's most dangerous jobs and the risk of electrocution.
The stats say about 60 farm workers will be electrocuted by accident this year. Most of them will be handling equipment, anything from a long ladder to a grain auger. The point of contact, says University of Illinois Extension farm safety specialist Bob Aharon, is normally an overhead power line.
The most common accident is we're moving a grain auger around bends, and we move it around and we get it caught in a power line. And either they're moving it by hand or get the, while moving it with a tractor or whatever, it gets entangled in a power line. that somebody steps off the tractor, and then you become energized when that happens and be electrocuted. So it's important that we make sure that we're moving away from the power lines, we're lowering our equipment down if it's something that can be lowered, like a grain auger. Another common accident is where we're trying to either raise a grain truck bed, maybe to take dew off of a tarp or something like that, or to unload it for some reason, and we're near an overhead power line. We always need to make sure before we raise something on a bed, or we load something up on a trailer or a truck, that we look where the overhead power lines are and make sure we're away from that when we're doing that kind of loading activity or raising a bed, because a number of our electrocutions occur from that activity alone, where we raise the bed of a truck or we load a tractor on top of a trailer or something and get it caught in the overhead power line. And then someone steps off the machine as soon as they touch ground. Once they are, their body touches ground, still touching the equipment, they're going to be electrocuted.
Many types of farm equipment can come into contact with overhead power lines. Tractors with front-end loaders, portable grain augers, fold-up cultivators, and equipment with antennas easily can become an electrical hazard and must be operated with care. When contact is made, the operator sometimes safely gets off the machine. This can only happen if the overhead line is dead, or the operator does not touch the machine and the ground when exiting. Sometimes they make the mistake of feeling safe and return to the machine. It's a deadly mistake if the overhead power line is live. If your tractor comes in contact with overhead power lines, stay on the tractor. Ask someone to contact the local utility company immediately to remove the danger. If there's an emergency, like an electrical fire, and you need to leave the equipment, jump as far away from the equipment as possible. Do not allow any part of your body to touch the equipment and the ground at the same time. Once you get away from the equipment, never attempt to get back on or even touch that equipment. Many electrocutions occur when the operator dismounts and, realizing nothing has happened, tries to get back on the equipment. The best way to handle emergencies is by prevention. Respect electricity and avoid contact with overhead lines. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.